we will start looking at the Apostles' Creed, which is around 140 AD. It is one of the oldest and most known creeds throughout the Christian tradition, and its influence can be seen in many of the other creeds of the church. The Apostles' Creed was so named because of a tradition that emerged in the 6th century that each of the apostles contributed one of the creed's 12 statements of belief. This is most likely legend, more than history, clearly, as the Apostles' Creed is not a direct production of the apostles themselves. However, the reason we still call it the Apostles' Creed is that it preserves the true faith, the rule of faith, that was transmitted from the apostles. It is a summary of apostolic teaching. The creed is an early witness to the apostolic teaching and not an attempt to attribute a later document to the apostles. This can be seen from its development from the so-called Old Roman Creed that was used during baptisms, which can be dated from the middle of the 2nd century, around 140 AD in Greek, and in Latin around 390 AD. The Old Roman Creed featured the main tenets of the Apostles' Creed, with a few additions that are explained in the next section. This present form of the Apostles' Creed, which is both longer and more recent, was probably not compiled until the middle of the 5th century. During the Middle Ages, it became commonplace to recite the Apostles' Creed throughout the day in Western monasteries. And this practice was retained in the Book of Common Prayer in the Church of England after the Reformation, where it is still recited during morning and evening prayer. Many churches still recite it during baptisms as a summary of the faith into which Christians are baptized. A church historian notes that as the Lord's Prayer is the prayer of prayers, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, is the law of laws, so the Apostles' Creed is the creed of creeds. So let's turn our attention toward the content of the Apostles' Creed. It is brief enough that we can read it in less than a minute or so, and it says this: I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell, or to the dead. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we will see in a later session, several key doctrines are not made explicit here. However, it is encouraging and surprising how many of the doctrines that we hold today appear in this creed. There's the incarnation. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. And there's the story, the history story of the Gospels. Jesus suffered, was crucified, died, and buried. He rose again from the dead. This is what Paul said are the things of first importance. And then he ascended to heaven. There isn't yet an explicit doctrine of the Trinity, but the creed ties the name God with the names Father.